Those are the opening notes of an album released this week that has a dark and atmospheric sound and a human voice that seems otherworldly. That's Lisa Jen singing in her native Welsh language with her band Nine Bach. Their new album is called Tin Cian. That's the Welsh word, not the English one, for where you can store baked beans. Lisa Jen joins us from the studios of the BBC Wales in Bangor. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, pleasure. I'm delighted.
Why was it important to you to sing in Welsh?
You know, people don't realise that the Welsh language exists. Some people in England are a bit ignorant, and I don't mean that in a cross way or in... I'm not judging them, but there is a lack of understanding, there is a lack of knowledge that Welsh is a living, thriving language. So it's my mother tongue, it's my first language. I didn't speak English really until, you know, there was no need to speak English. And all my education has been done through the medium of Welsh. My science, my mathematics, even my French lessons have been done through the medium of Welsh. So I didn't actually sit down and go, ooh, let's make a Welsh album. It's just in me, you know, I dream in Welsh, you know. I can't even speak English to my dog. That's how instinctive it is. Ista laur, ista laur. That means sit down, ista.
I'm sitting, in fact.
Excellent.
See, it works. Out of curiosity, how do you say like bonjour in Welsh French?
Dis da.
No, wait.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a little Welsh lesson here.
All right, please.
If you imagine the English alphabet,
yeah.
So you know that, I'm sure. Well, the Welsh alphabet is A, B, C, C, D, E, V, F, G, N, H, I, L, S, M, N, O, P, R, R, S, T, Th, I, U, E. That's our alphabet.
Oh, my gosh. Let's listen to some of your music. A song that I gather is a traditional Welsh folk song, but hardly done, I think, in the traditional manner. Palé.
Palé, my ngharyadi, oes nebyn in manwyr. Palé, my ngharyadi, mae'n dechra mynd yn hwyr.
What can you tell us about this song?
Well, this song is, like you said, a traditional folk song, and it means "Palé mae nghariad I," means which place is my loved one. So it's this girl that's like staring out of the window, going, "Where is he? Where is he?" You know, the cloud is starting to cover the moon. It's getting dark. It's getting late. You know, where is he? And then at the end, she sings about how the earth by the church has turned red, which to me implies that he's died there, or the fact that it's turned red to me implies blood. And so that's the drama in it. So the loved one never comes back. And lots of traditional folk songs, Welsh folk songs, they're very dark, which I love.
Your grandmother used to sing and used to teach you songs?
Yes, but very rude songs. Nothing, you know, traditional or anything like that. I don't come from a musical family at all, actually. I would love to say that my grandmother passed on her amazing gift of Welsh folk singing to me, but she didn't. She was just very rude and making, you know, very dirty little poems up. So I...
Sounds like a utterly great grandmother.
Oh, she's amazing. She was amazing, and she was such a good friend, but she lived in the village of Bethesda, which is right in the Snowdonia Mountains, in the Snowdonia National Park. And although I've lived in London and lived in Cardiff and I've travelled the world, but I found myself back home with my English husband and my two kids and my dog and my cat living back in my old grandmother's house.
Oh, and I gather the name of your band, Nine Bach, it's kind of a tribute to your grandmother?
Kind of. Nine, which is spelled N-A-I-N, means grandmother. And so Bach means small, and we use, Bach. It's a term of endearment as well. So it literally means small grandmother.
You're from the north of Wales, I gather.
I am from the north of Wales.
Mountains and mining, right?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you have a song on the CD about a quarry man.
Yes. It's called Farewell, which means farewell, I guess, goodbye. And he's leaving the quarry for the last time.
Farewell i waith y penrhyn, lle res i gynt yn llaf. Rwy'n casglu'r calfi'n docyn, o chwarel cae braich caf.
This quarry, called the Penrhyn Quarry, used to be the biggest quarry in the world. And it has the, where they striked in the 1900s for 3 years. And so people in my village, women and children, starved because men would not cross that picket line. And so that still resonates in my village now. My grandfather worked in the quarry, my uncle, their father. And so it's still a working quarry. Only about 200 people work there now. And the slate is very famous slate and it gets shipped all over the world. And this dominates my eye line, you know, I see it every day. And it's both beautiful and also very ugly at the same time. But there's history there, there's stories there. And this particular song is a song by a quarryman that's leaving it for the last time, whether it's due to the strike or whether he's just with old age. However, it's very, very sad. And he's going to miss the banter. He's going to miss the singing because they would all cluster together in their lunch breaks and just sing. And you could hear it all up the mountains, you know, this male voice singing in their lunch break. You know, he's going to miss that. He's going to miss his tools and he's going to miss the banter with the boys. Male voice choir is an acquired taste. Most people are going to love a male voice choir, but some people aren't. And I decided it was interesting, it was essential for me to have those that male presence within the song of the ancestors of the quarrymen. And I composed that song in my local chapel because I just wanted almost like permission that it was okay for me to say their story, you know.
Yeah.
And nothing fell on my head and no bad signs, so the vibes were good.
Os yw fy nghal yn ysgaf, mae'n nghalon bron yn dwy.
You're on tour this month in Wales and the UK.
Yes.
What's the reaction like when you sing in Welsh?
It's no reaction, I guess. You know, in a way that people, I don't think, because it's quite music, you lock into the music,
yeah.
You kind of zone out of the words in a way, so the language doesn't become a barrier at all. But usually people say that our music is quite hypnotic,
yeah.
Puts them in a trance.
Sure is. Yeah.
But we generally go down quite well, so let's hope we'll do with this tour.
Lisa Jen. From the group Nine Bach, their new album is Tin Cian. She joined us from the studios of the BBC in Bangor, Wales. Thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.